Kim Santom lives in Harrisonburg, Virginia, not far from Bergton, a tiny town where the Texas company Carrizo Energy wants to drill an exploratory well for natural gas.
This map shows leases that we found in the county courthouse, and the leases are for natural gas drilling, for specifically hydrofracking. All of these leases are on private land, and there are over 13,000 acres leased.
Hydrofracking is a technology developed by Halliburton in the 1940s. Crews drill a mile or more below ground, then branch out horizontally, and pump in a mix of water, chemicals, and sand at high pressure, cracking the rock and allowing gas to escape. In Harrisonburg, Stanton, and other communities that get their water from streams, rivers, and aquifers flowing above gas deposits, people are worried about the risk of contamination. But Virginia's Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy says that won't happen.
Just due to the very nature of the drilling, the fact they're going so deep that they are thousands of feet well below the water zones when they do the fracturing, it's impossible for that material to get back up into the aquifer.
And spokesman Mike Abbott adds that chemicals are unlikely to leak from the wells.
We have a very robust program of casing the well. We require three casings put into the well. Those casings go down over 300 feet below the closest or deepest water aquifer. And then those casings are also concreted back to the surface.
But it's on the surface that things have gone wrong, at least in Pennsylvania, where the New York Times says 1.3 billion gallons of wastewater were produced over a three-year period, water laced with highly corrosive salts, cancer-causing chemicals, and radioactive elements that occur naturally underground. In Pennsylvania and West Virginia, the used fluid has been sprayed on roads to melt ice or taken to sewage treatment plants that weren't equipped to remove carcinogens or radioactive material. Those pollutants were dumped into rivers that supplied drinking water to communities downstream and ultimately flowed into the Chesapeake Bay. While the EPA investigates that situation, communities like Harrisonburg point to other possible problems. Santom, who's executive director of the Community Alliance for Preservation, says truck traffic in gas fields is considerable.
There are roughly 1,000 trips per well. These are very rural areas. So the roads are your little one-and-a-half-lane roads winding up and down the mountainside. So they're not built for trucks of this size and weight, let alone two vehicles to be able to pass. And in some cases, like Wetzel County, West Virginia, they have had over and over again accidents that basically close a road.
And the wells themselves produce air pollution, which could explain why, for the first time in its history, Wyoming failed to meet federal standards for air quality. Fumes from its 27,000 gas wells have on some days produced smog levels higher than in Los Angeles. The industry insists it can produce gas safely. It promises jobs and significant tax revenues. So, can we extract gas without harming the environment? And should we allow it in Virginia's national forests? We'll tackle those topics in part 3 of our series on fracking. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.